Lady Janet's father warned her never to go near the well at Carterhaugh, for there it was an enchanted place where the Queen of Elfland held her court. But Janet, she was a sprightly maid who followed her own will. So she tucked her skirts up round her waist and went off to the well. Deep into her father's woods she ran, and when she arrived at the well, she saw that wild roses grew round it. She plucked one. Suddenly, before her stood a tall white steed, and on that horse sat a man dressed in Elfland green. "Who bids me here?" "I did not bid you visit me. I plucked only this rose." "But these are my roses that grow round the well at Carterhaugh." "And who are you who stands here upon my father's lands?" "My name is Tamlin. I am a knight of the Fairy Queen. I was once a mortal, the grandson of the Earl of Roxborough. But my horse stumbled in this place, and as I lay stunned upon the ground, the Fairy Queen put me under her spell. I serve her now beneath this well." On and on they spoke. Janet's eyes grew wide as Tamlin told her all the secrets of the Fairy Kingdom. Tamlin's eyes grew sad as he gazed upon Janet's face. He had forgotten how it felt to be a mortal man, and his heart yearned for her. Well, many a day after that, she returned, for her heart too yearned. Plucking a rose, she'd summon him, and stay all day till the moon was above. In time, Lady Janet and Tamlin were deep in love. And so it happened. Lady Janet's father noticed she was with child, and seeing her widening girth, he said, "Which of my knights has done this? Is he a man of worth?" "None of your knights is as fair or as fine as the secret father of this child of mine."
"Name him."
"I cannot," she said, "and to none of your knights will I be wed."
"Then off you go. We'll find you a lad in Edinburgh."
But Janet's heart was already wedded to Tamlin. Deep into the woods she ran, and summoning her love with a rose, she said, "O Tamlin, is there not a way to break the spell that holds you here against your will?" "Aye, there is, lass, but it would take a brave heart to work the plan. Janet, are you brave?"
"That I am."
"Well, then listen closely. On All Hallows' Eve, the Fairy Queen will ride out, followed by her knights. I will be in the third company, riding on a tall white mare. One hand will be gloved, and one hand will be bare. By midnight, we will arrive at the well at Miles Cross. Hide in the shadows, and when you see me pass, drag me from my horse, dear lass. Do not let me stray. All about the fairies will cry out, 'Tamlin is away.' They'll turn me into gruesome things, but do not let me go until they turn my living flesh into a burning coal, then throw me into the well. This alone will release me from the spell." On a dark and gloomy All Hallows' Eve, Janet went to the well at Miles Cross. She crouched in the shadows and pulled her cloak tightly about her shivering shoulders. She waited. At midnight, she heard the tinkling fairy bells. She saw the eerie light. The Fairy Queen came riding, followed by her knights. The first, the second, the third company passed. Janet saw Tamlin. He was riding on a tall white mare. One hand was gloved, one hand was bare. She reached up out of the shadows and dragged him to the ground as all around the fairies cried, "Tamlin is away!" The fairy queen turned, and Janet felt Tamlin shrivel in her arms to become a slimy lizard. She held him tight. He became a coiling snake. She held with all her might. He became a wolf with wide jaws, a bear with sharp claws. She did not let go. He became a lion that pinned her roaring to the ground, but still she clung round. He became a bar of molten iron. She gasped, but did not let go, until she felt his living flesh become a burning coal. She threw him hard into the well, as all about the fairies cried, "The maiden broke the spell!" And out of the well climbed a naked Tamlin. Janet threw her cloak about him to hide him from their sight. The fairy queen turned in a rage and said, "So, Janet, you freed my finest knight. Well, Tamlin, if yesterday this I had only known, I would have cut out your heart of flesh and put in one of stone. And if now I could, I would cut out your eyes and put in ones of wood." And with that, the wicked queen turned and rode off with her host. The tinkling fairy bells grew faint, as did the elflin light, and as Janet held Tamlin trembling in the dark, she knew he would be her delight.